The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world, from college football, where the undefeated, well, you're lucky to be an undefeated when it comes after week's end. And Ohio State, unfortunate, going down to Michigan State. Going to be out of that top four, and we'll have somebody else in the playoff, at least at this moment in time. I got a real interesting question for Fred and for Jeff. Does Golden State drop a game before Philadelphia wins a game? There's a lot of big football games in the NFL today, too. A lot of big ones. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, beautiful day here in Southern California, and everything is blown up in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's when you lose, then obviously there's going to be finger pointing and people are going to be upset about using their skills in the correct way and whatnot. Isn't that the way sports just always is when you think about it?
Well, I mean, sometimes.
But
it really blew up. Ezekiel Elliott is not going to play next week, I would imagine, but we'll see.
Interesting. Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California, bringing in the news on what's going on there with Ohio State, or the lack of news, if you will, because obviously, huge loss for them at home to Michigan State. That had to just kill Urban Meyer and those Ohio State Buckeyes. Anyways, lots going on in the sports world. Fred, Jeff, Dorfman, we're going to get you through this hour, so keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
As we lock ourselves in for the upcoming cold months, we're also locking in excess moisture. I'm Danny Lipfer with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll examine three steps to proper ventilation right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Did you know that an awful lot of moisture can be trapped in your house? Cooking, washing dishes, taking baths and showers, even breathing releases excess moisture into the air. Unless that moisture is moved out, your home can begin suffering with growth of mold and mildew. To be sure this doesn't happen to you, start with the two rooms that are the main source of moisture, the bathroom and the kitchen. First, you need to have a quality bath fan. Use it every time you bathe and keep it running at least 15 minutes after your bath or shower. When cooking, always use the range hood, and both the range hood and bath fan should be vented to the outside. Finally, to keep air circulating consistently throughout the entire home, consider a whole house filtration system. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, old school style, sportsfred@aol.com. You know, I want to get into that a little bit, Fred, since you were just talking about the debacle there with Ohio State and Ezekiel not being happy. And look, the bottom line is when you lose, there's going to be problems. And I'll be honest, I kind of feel like Ohio State was playing with fire all season long. They hadn't really played well. You know, a lot of lackluster performances, a lot of squeak buys, you know, and ultimately when you're playing a team like Michigan State, even though they're playing with their second or their third quarterback, they have a very good defense. They have guys that can make plays, and ultimately that's a pretty good football team that was just very banged up. And let's face it, the weather in Columbus was not very good for both teams, and it seemed like Ohio State worse than it did Michigan State at certain points in the game. And it was a lot about field position, and you know, Michigan State had the mistake where the guy misses the punt, and then they muff it, and then they go down and score a quick touchdown. They go up 14-7. Ohio State's probably feeling pretty good about things, but ultimately, when push came to shove, Michigan State scores 10 unanswered points and gets the victory. And rightfully so, you got people that are unhappy now. Who should be unhappy? And ultimately, Fred, how does Ohio State dig themselves out of this?
Well, it's too late this year. But the point is, I don't think you go after one another. I'm sorry. You know, it's Urban Meyer blamed himself, but he's really blaming the offensive coordinators. I think everybody was going after everybody. I mean, Luke Cardale Jones says he's not coming back. Elliott says he's not coming back. I think he got to be better.
Those aren't really big, Fred. Those aren't really big surprises, though. I mean, there was talk about Elliott sitting out this year. There was no doubt he was going into the draft, and you know, there's no future for Cardale Jones at Ohio State, so he might as well do the same.
Well, is there a future for him in the NFL at this point, guys? Let's be honest there. That dude made the biggest mistake of all. He should have came out last year after his great performances that nobody knew anything about him.
Well, you know what all that ties back to is one offensive coordinator named Tom Herman, who went to the University of Houston and was undefeated until they dropped their contest on Saturday night to UConn on the run. But I think it's all about coaching. I think that Cardale Jones has demonstrated that he has the tools. He just hasn't been able to put it on the football field. And I think that comes down to a great, you know, the top guy offensive.
I just don't think you go after, I don't like the timing, that's all. I mean, I realize that both the guys are probably leaving anyways. You don't say it right after a loss and basically pointing fingers at other people. Basically,
with the game remaining.
I just think you show more class than that. You know, Urban Meyer, we were going to have a guest on Sports Byline, but they had to cancel a brand new book on Urban Meyer. by Wayne Coffey. And if you read the book, and I did read the book, I mean, he expects the opposite of his players and his coaches and whatever. And so all this turned out to be nonsense, because when it really got down to it, they went after one another and they blamed other people. And it was classless as far as I'm concerned. Other people lose. You just don't point the finger at somebody else. Elliott, okay, carried 12 times, 33 yards, and he was disappointed he didn't have the 100-yard game. But the point is they didn't have that many offensive plays in the first place. So, I mean, it's like, and again, I watched more of the SC-Oregon game and the UCLA game against Utah than I watched of the Michigan State game, to tell you the truth. But if you look at the total numbers, he carried it 12 times. I think they only had 45 offensive plays. And who disappointed me, maybe if not from an offensive point of view, would have been Barrett. Longest pass completion, I think, was 16 yards. I mean, he's better than that. And I think he should have been the quarterback from the start of this season. I think Meyer made a mistake as far as that was concerned.
I'm shocked, to be honest with you, with the fact that these guys are that bad after being so good last year. You know, Cardale Jones came onto the scene and rocked college football, guys. Let's be honest here. He was like the best thing since sliced bread. And everyone was like, oh, Cardale Jones this, Cardale Jones that. And ultimately, look, I think what you're seeing out of these guys is the frustration of not coming out when they should have come out, and now realizing that they've hurt themselves as far as their draft status. At least Cardale Jones absolutely has hurt himself. I don't know necessarily with Elliott or not, but
Elliott was only a sophomore. He couldn't come out. That was kind of the talk going into the season, was should he even play this year, because he's the Todd Gurley of next year's draft already.
Well, but that's my point. My point is I don't know if his draft status gets hurt either way, whereas Cardale Jones, the biggest mistake that he could have ever made was coming back. I'm sorry. Everybody was, you know, on this guy. And I'll be honest, I was included in this. I said, this is the definition of a student athlete. This is a guy that wants to come back to school and get his education and then go to the pros after. However, with that being said, I didn't realize that this guy was really this bad either. Okay. And at this point, I think it's fair to say he's bad. He's not doing a good job, hasn't done a good job, and that's why they've had to make adjustments.
Well, that's the thing about college football, is it changes so much every year. There's no Devin Smith on this team. It was supposed to be Noah Brown, who got hurt, you know, who broke his leg in practice before the season began. But, you know, he didn't really have an over-the-top threat. He lost, you know, not only the voice in his ear, but his top target for those three games where he really shined. I mean, you'll look at it. You know, Michael Thomas was a big deal, but he was playing opposite Devin Smith, who was always a threat to go over the top on you and, you know, really set up the rest of your offense. And that includes Ezekiel Elliott's running.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the bottom line is it has been a year of disappointment. I know they had no losses until Michigan State, but I thought they were playing with fire all year long. I really did. And, you know, week to week, they could have gone down to the likes of Northern Illinois. I mean, come on, guys. This is not this Ohio State team is nothing like it was last year. You know, I was a big guy to say, look, they should keep being in the top four or the top dog, because they hadn't been undefeated. But they really got exposed by Michigan State. And ultimately, they're not as good of a football team as they were a season ago. And there's a lot of reasons for it, probably. And most, in my humble opinion, it has mostly to do with the lack of quarterback play, which was so great from a guy Cardale Jones last year, who this year looks clueless on offense. And to be honest with you, every one of those quarterbacks look clueless on offense. So Ohio State is a disappointment. They're not that good. They don't deserve to be in the top four, if you ask me at this point. With that being said, you know, Jeff wasn't happy about with what the committee did throwing Alabama up there, even though they had the loss against Ole Miss. Fred, at the end of the day, Alabama is the cream of the crop.
Probably timing-wise, they might be. But let me just say quickly, I have the Heisman vote. Yeah. I honestly was contemplating putting Elliott second or third. My number one, I'm going with Christian McCaffrey, yeah. Number one. But I was going to go with Elliott second or third, honest to God. I'm not voting for him now. So that's how much it bothered me, his classless act after the game yesterday. But as far as Alabama is concerned, probably the best right. And I'll make another prediction. Notre Dame will not get by Stanford this weekend. They're going to be knocked out of the top four. I will say it right here across America and around the world, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. The Irish and Notre Dame will not get by Stanford.
Well, and then that would open the door for Oklahoma, you would think, because they should be up there in Stoops. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. It really is. These last couple few weeks with the conference games and everything else that takes place. Oh, I like this little Rocky coming out. I like that, actually. That's pretty solid there, Scott. But anyways, man, oh, man. I don't know. It's just college sports, NBA, professional, all of these things, man. It's a business at the end of the day. And when you do go down and when you lose – people are upset, and you can see the frustration there with those Ohio State guys, very upset about the outcome, losing to Michigan State, and now you hear these guys talking, and that's not cool. It's definitely not cool. I'm with you on that one, Fred. Anyways, we're going to keep going. On the other side, we're going to break down some things probably in the NFL and maybe some NBA. We'll just kind of go around it. Anyways, Fred, Jeff, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018.
Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich and myself, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, fellas, let's get into some NFL talk. Obviously, the music and whatnot, and it's just that time. We've got about a half hour left in the show, and time to talk about some things going on in the NFL. And why not start with my Green Bay Packers? Why not? You know, they're on a three-game skid. And
hey, Fred, I got to share this with you. Earlier in the week, I talked about it, you know, Dorfman's three-game losing streak, and he was very clear that he does not have a three-game losing streak, that the Green Bay Packers have a three-game losing streak.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And the Packers are on a three-game skid. It's not me. I have nothing to do with it, except this, Fred. I will share this with you. About 4 weeks ago, Saturday before the Denver game, I happened to be wearing my Green Bay Packer hat on the tennis court. I left my hat on that particular tennis court, have not gotten it back since, okay? And we do see that they have had a three-game loss. If they lose today, then I absolutely will take a little bit of the piece and say that it is because of me that they're starting to lose, because that'll be four straight games and four straight weeks without me having my Green Bay Packer hat anywhere near me.
So you'll take responsibility if they lose their fourth consecutive game, which is very, very conceivable. There's no question about it. Rodgers is not being Rodgers. But again, I think it all goes back to the loss of Jordy Nelson. I think he was obviously a key ingredient, and they don't have anybody even close to Jordy Nelson as far as receivers are concerned. And the running back, certainly Lacy's averaging, 3 yards a carry, and that's not the Lacy of last year. So it's a big problem, no question about it.
You know, and what's really strange is, you know, people were all about it when they were 6-0, and I really wasn't saying like we're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I was saying, look, the Green Bay Packers are lucky right now that they really haven't played that great of teams. And you know, they beat Seattle when Seattle wasn't playing that well, you know, not putting up that many points. They beat the Bears, you know, they beat teams that they should beat for the most part when they were 6-0, and they weren't playing that well even when they were 6-0. And you alluded to some great points. I mean, the bottom line is no Jordy Nelson makes it more difficult for Randall Cobb, for Adams, for Montgomery, or whoever else they throw out there, because they're pretty banged up at the wide receiver spot too. And then you mentioned Eddie Lacy. Look, he's nowhere near the same guy that he was. I mean, let's face it. I think he's been awful, to be honest with you. And therefore, Rodgers looks like a guy we're not accustomed to seeing, because he's having to make crazy decisions with the football first and foremost. You know, he's not moving as well as I've seen him do in the past. He's not like getting outside the pocket and then making those great throws downfield. And like you said, that has to do with no real deep threat and Jordy Nelson not being there. These other guys got to run better routes.
And he doesn't trust anyone. Yeah. No, that's the problem. When he could trust Nelson, everybody else was able to get open, because you had to put so much energy into defending Nelson as defensive coordinator. With what he's got out there, it's just not there. And you could see it, and it's showing in the results of the games.
Let me just say this, though. I'm looking at the odds this morning.
I can't believe it.
The Vikings are a one-point favorite. Now, you got to comprehend this, folks. If you want my picks, you go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com. There's a reason the casinos in Vegas and elsewhere get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's because they beat the public most of the time. You get 3 points for being at home. in the National Football League or in college football. So basically, the Vikings are only a one-point favorite. So what the odds makers are saying here, they want you to bet the Vikings because the Vikings are only one where they should be. Even if the folks considered the Vikings and Packers even, the Vikings should be three. But the Vikings are playing better, so the Vikings should be four or five. The Vikings are only one, which means that they want people to bet the Vikings. Based on that logic, I'm taking the Packers because the public usually loses 70% of the time or 65% of the time in these kind of circumstances when the odds are so wrong.
That, with your rule of thumb right now, okay?
Right.
I hear what you're saying, and I just kind of want to get a feel for if we're on the same page or not. So the Packers, were they a three-point favorite against Denver, or were they getting three against Denver?
They were a three-point favorite.
Okay. So when they were getting three – or when they were a three-point favorite against Denver on the road, to me, that was a no-brainer as well, say Denver.
Right. Okay? Because in a neutral – you're 100% correct.
Then they follow it up, and they make Carolina an underdog against the Green Bay Packers. Again, to me, logic told me this is a play to take Carolina. Are you on the same page with all those?
Yeah, and especially the Denver one, because there's no – look, if they make Green Bay a three-point favorite at Denver, that means that they're 6 points better – since Denver gets 3 points for being at home, they're saying the Packers are 6 points better than the Broncos. And there was no way at that point in time the Packers would have been 6 points better than the Broncos. So, yeah, I jumped on that one just based on that logic that the number was totally screwed up. And the number Vikings only a one-point favorite, the number is screwed up. So I'm going with the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then you can catch some very interesting lines that are out there. No, I mean, it's true. I mean, a lot of people were like what you're saying. They're the public. And when Carolina was an underdog to the Packers, people were like, wow, this is – you got to take the Packers. Because they haven't lost 2 weeks in a row since 2010, weeks 5 and 6 with Aaron Rodgers. And they get caught up in all these numbers of what should or shouldn't happen. And sometimes they just – they're there for a reason. And those were, if you ask me, free spots on the bingo card. But let's kind of continue with that. And, I mean, look, sooner or later the Packers are going to win a football game again. Let's not kid ourselves. And – you know what? Why not? Why wouldn't it be today against a rival, you know, someone in the division, which they've had a lot of success. And we all know they lost to Detroit. Big deal. It happens. That just like, you know, other things of streaks, certain things have to come to an end as well. And that, to me, was one of those things that had to come to an end. You know, a lot of things have changed since 1991 when the last time the Lions beat the Packers in Lambeau Field. So, you know what? Sports are sports. That's why we're here to talk about them. Let's talk about somebody else that is a very good quarterback too, Tony Romo. How does he help the Dallas Cowboys, which is crazy to think at 2-7, they're not even out of the division quite yet, Fred.
Well, again, I won't wager on this game. I don't know how he's going to play first time back after all the weeks off. It's impossible to predict. McFadden will be playing for the Cowboys, which certainly would help them. But I'm not wagering one way or the other as far as that is concerned. Can't hurt him. Obviously, he's the best of their quarterbacks. You know, he's a good quarterback. So, I mean, he can only help them. But, again, and as you just said about the Packers, they have to win again. Cowboys aren't going to go the rest of the way without winning either. So, I mean, and as you said, they're actually still in the race, as crazy as that might sound.
Yeah.
So from that, I wouldn't wager one way or the other. But, I mean, obviously he's their guy. He's their quarterback. I would not be surprised if the Cowboys won.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're that's what I see is a 2.5-point favorite. And with your theory there, one way or another, this game is going to be decisive, if you ask me. I mean, I think the Cowboys either wind up winning big or the Dolphins win big. Jeff, how does Romo impact the Cowboys coming back here, like I said, in a division that they're not out of yet?
Well, they're not going to win out. I think the Giants are the best team in the division, both on paper and in actuality. You know, unless they're going to win out and finish 9-7, which might be as good as the New York Giants, I don't really see it making a difference. You know, I think it's all about, you know, seeing Romo get his sea legs back underneath him. And, you know, they're going to win some football games, but they're not going to win 7 in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be very difficult. But, hey, you know what? Don't say it can't happen. I mean, it could happen. You know, we've got some teams that are still undefeated right now with the Panthers and the Patriots. So when you really think about it, anything you think can happen, well, maybe it can happen. I mean, I don't know. I'm one of those guys that says just go out there and do it and get it done and prove it. But we'll see, man. It's the NFL. It's NFL stands for not for long for a reason, guys, and it really does. One week you're the man, one week you're not, and, you know, sometimes you're looking at everybody else saying we're the best, and sometimes you're just not that great. And that's right now. The Packers got to step up today. Anyways, we got to step up and take a quick pause for the cause. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
What the hell's going on out here?
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Thinking of adding some insulation to control those utility bills this winter? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping you comfortable while you do it right after this.
When it comes to construction adhesive, professional contractors know what matters most. Dependability, strength, and quick dry time. Introducing new Tight Bond Fast Set Polyurethane Construction Adhesive. It builds strength faster than other polyurethane adhesives. Use it to bond dozens of materials in any construction, remodeling, or home repair project. Tight Bond Fast Set. It works for the pros. It'll work for you. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
There are nearly 60 million homes in the U.S. that are under-insulated, so it's a safe bet that a few of you have thought about adding some of the fluffy stuff to your attic or basement to rein in heating costs this winter. This is a job that's very do-it-yourself friendly because it requires no special tools or skills. However, fiberglass insulation is anything but friendly to your skin. That's why manufacturers tell you to wear long sleeves, gloves, and safety glasses when you install it. But here's another tip to prevent that itchy irritation. Spread a little baby powder on any area where your skin is exposed, around your neck and on your wrist between your gloves and shirt sleeves. The powder keeps the fibers from sticking to your skin, making the job a lot easier on you. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
All righty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, as you all know. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, 20 minutes or so left in the program before, obviously, a full day of what is the NFL. Some interesting games, you know, the late game, Cardinals and the Bengals. You know, this is another – we're talking about lines a little bit here and there. This is an interesting one to me. I have 4.5. I don't know what you have, Fred, on this one. But to me, I think this is a tough, tough game for the Bengals to come into Arizona. You know, Arizona coming off of a nice victory on the road in primetime last week against Seattle. Maybe got a little bit lucky here and there, but that's kind of the way it works. But they do come off of a nice victory. They're the leaders in the West, in the NFC, playing for a lot. Both these teams are playing for a lot. But this is a tough game for Cincinnati coming from their side of the country to this side of the country. Just I think there's a lot of things in favor for the Arizona Cardinals tonight, Fred.
Yeah, I would lean toward Arizona. It opened 4. Now it is 4.5, as you indicated. The only negative is, can they be as sky high as they were against Seattle last week? I don't know. But I, on the other hand, the Bengals were undefeated until last week, and that has to sort of put a sock to their stomach, too.
And they lost to the Texans, who were going to their backup quarterback, right?
I mean, come on. So, and also, Andy Dalton, historically, has not proven himself on national TV all that often. Most of the time, he doesn't play as well as he does when it's a quieter environment. So based on the fact that this one's on NBC and everybody's going to be watching it, I think I will lean toward. And the other point, you know, people don't think this might be not a big issue or not, but, you know, Palmer used to play for the Bengals. I mean, who would he rather beat than somebody where he used to play? I mean, you know, all this comes into, I think, yeah, Arizona. And the question, though, is John Brown going to play? Because, again, he makes a big difference on that team. Deron Brown is good. John Brown is faster, or I think he's better. He didn't catch a pass last week with the hamstring. Is he going to play? And that's of course a key toward Arizona. I mean, obviously, if you're playing fantasy, you got to play Fitzgerald. But yeah, I think Arizona will probably win this game.
You know, and speaking of Fitzgerald, Jeff, you know, a couple of years ago, they were kind of like wanting to push this guy out of the offense, and people were talking about, you know, going in different directions. I'll be honest with you, I think the emergence of him this season has really helped the Cardinals to have that stabilizing guy, you know, very reliable hands, a guy that can go over the middle. He's not afraid to get hit. How important do you think Larry Fitzgerald has been for the Cardinals this season, Jeff?
Oh, he's obviously been huge. The whole offensive unit has definitely improved, and that reflects the coaching job that Bruce Arians has done here in Arizona. You know, Michael Floyd had been a disappointment up until this year. I think that he overcame the finger injury. He's dealing with a hamstring now. It's a big deal whether he plays or not. And the running game, I mean, yeah, I think that it comes down to, are the holes there and can these guys find them? They're all capable of it, but they don't do it week in and week out. Nice little platoon there with Ellington, Chris Johnson, and David Johnson, the rookie out of Northern Iowa. But you know, it depends on how the offense clicks. If you take Fitzgerald out of the game, it really takes the Arizona Cardinals out of the game on the whole.
You know, and talking about Chris Johnson for just a moment here, this is a guy that, you know, a lot of people thought he was done. I think this is just a great pickup by Bruce Arians and the Cardinals, giving him a second life, giving him another opportunity. And let's be honest, for the most part, you'd have to say that Chris Johnson has been better than what you would have expected for the Arizona Cardinals. Yes or no, Fred?
Yeah, 100% better. No chance. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, yeah, here's a 2,000-yard runner a few years ago who, as you just said, a lot of people thought was done. I had no idea. You know, he's averaging, what, almost five yards a carry, something in that range.
Yeah.
Now he's playing very well. And as Jeff just said, that run that Ellington made last Sunday was unbelievable. I mean,
the only problem with Ellington has been his health, you know, and staying on the field. We know that kid can absolutely make be a game changer. We know that, and that's been the disappointment with Ellington is that he can't stay on the field and be healthy. So that's probably more of the reason why they have this three-headed monster at running back when you think about it, guys.
Yeah, no, and you know what Fred mentioned, that the Carson Palmer's return to Cincinnati may or not may be a big deal. I'm willing to bet that it is. And, you know, to that effect, I think that Jermaine Gresham has a bone to pick with the Bengals organization as well. So this could be a very interesting game. I mean, the Cardinals don't take their foot off the gas. And let's see if Cincinnati doesn't show up to play how ugly this one might get.
What do you think about what's going on with the Rams and them making their quarterback change? Fred, let's start with you.
I was totally shocked last week. I jumped on the Rams. I thought they'd beat Washington. I think, obviously, the Redskins play better at home, but there's no way they could score 47 points. That was a joke. Jeff Fisher teaches defense. Last year, the team went like three games without giving up a touchdown, and this year the defense has not been as solid. As far as Nick Foles is concerned, I don't know. Obviously, he's not looking deep, and you know, you have a Tavon Austin and you can go deep, and they have not been able to do that. Maybe today with Case it might change. I don't know. It's an interesting game. Baltimore, here's the thing. I like St. Louis to win on the road, but Baltimore has lost so many close games. Don't they have to win a close game eventually? You know, and it's basically a pick 'em affair, so... In fact, the Ravens have jumped up, I think, to a 2.5 now. But when I got it, it was a pick'em affair. Don't the Ravens have to win eventually? So after I made my wager or whatever, you know, my pick, you know, you think twice about it, because the Ravens aren't that bad to lose these consecutive games. But on the other side of it, the Ravens really don't have, without Steve Smith Sr., do the Ravens really have any receivers that scare you? And so... If I were to lean one way or the other, I'd lean toward the Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams may get it done, like you're saying. But with that being said, I think the Ravens are the best 2-7 football team you're ever going to see, like you're saying. I get what you're saying. So it's kind of a tough one in that sense. I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of surprised at all these quarterback moves when you think about it, pulling guys, the latest on Colin Kaepernick and whatnot. I mean, what do you feel about what's going on in San Francisco? Jeff, let's start with you.
I think that this was called. Harbaugh was the heart and soul of that team. You know, I think that Kaepernick needed him in order to grow throughout his career. I'd say that this is his last year at San Francisco. And I'm wondering how quickly Jed York pulls the plug on this Jim Tomsula experiment, because it has not gone well.
Well, and it's just interesting. You know, you with Jim Harbaugh there, Colin Kaepernick was like a completely different guy. You know, he knew how to use his skill sets. And, you know, I give a little bit of that credit to Jimmy, in the sense of, look, he was a quarterback himself. Maybe it's a little bit easier for him to kind of get inside the head of what works and doesn't work for Colin Kaepernick himself. But ultimately, you know what? Colin Kaepernick did something right. And there's got to be somebody out there that's going to say, look, we can turn this guy back into the guy that he was. You know, the same thing being said for Manziel and other guys around this league that aren't really making it at their respective teams. I mean, at this point, I would have to think that RG3 is gone from Washington and they're going to go in a different direction with Kirk Cousins. Obviously, at this point, the guy is actually pretty darn good. Kirk Cousins is a very capable starter in this league, Fred.
Well, you know, I've always said that, but I didn't expect 47. Was it 47 points that they scored against the Rams? But, there's no question about that. It's an interesting year, and as far as the Kaepernick thing is concerned, The trading deadline was, what, 2 weeks ago? I mean, they could have gotten something for him. Now he's going to be a free agent. You know they're going to release him. And, you know, somebody's going to pick him up. At least they could have got a fifth or a sixth or a seventh round draft pick for him, something like that, if they had given him up just 2 weeks ago. And you knew that he wasn't going to get back into the starting situation with the 49ers. You said it. The new coach and him don't seem to be on the same page. He was on the same page with Harbaugh. And Harbaugh had to protect him anyways, because if you remember, everybody remembers the story. Alex Smith was leading the world in passing, got hurt, puts Harbaugh puts Kaepernick in there, and yep, Smith never gets his job, and Smith never gets his job back. So Harbaugh sort of had to protect Kaepernick, and I think Kaepernick felt that. And with the new coach, it's totally different.
With that being said, Alex Smith, let's be fair and let's be honest. Alex Smith hasn't been that good ever since then, Fred.
No, but usually in sports, you don't lose a job due to injury, do you?
Make a difference. I think that you have to give Harbaugh some serious credit for the fact that he could see that this guy really isn't that great of a quarterback. Let's give Colin Kaepernick an opportunity. And even if it was a year, 2 years, whatever it was for Colin Kaepernick, Jim Harbaugh made that guy a darn good competitor and a very, very good quarterback for those couple few years. So, look, the ceiling I think he felt with Kaepernick was better. And look, you can say what you want about Kaepernick, and you can say, hey, you're not that good. But if you can get a coach in there that knows how to use his skill set the same way that Jim Harbaugh did, well, then I think you got something with that guy. And I don't think you can say that about Alex Smith. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, and you guys are talking about something that took place 3 years ago. I think it's more important that, like you said, Dorf, you find a coach that fits him.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the quarterback situation in Philadelphia. I see that as a landing spot. You know, the New York Jets, I think that, you put him with Todd Bowles and let him take over that offense. I think that that's an interesting scenario. I think St. Louis would be an option, but he struggled in the NFC West. So, I've actually even heard, people in Denver say that, they'd like him more than Brock to take over for Peyton after this year. So, I mean, let's see if a change of scenery really helps Colin Kaepernick out, because I think that his time has certainly expired in San Francisco, as Fred alluded to.
Well, and I think you just hit the nail on the head there, too, with saying change of scenery. More often than not, for most guys, a change of scenery is and can be a good thing, whether it's a quarterback or anybody, any position. Sometimes just getting the heck out of a place where you were expected to be this or that and the other, and then you go somewhere else and you can kind of write your own ticket. But change of scenery could be good for anybody, Fred.
No, I mean, I've always liked Kaepernick as a quarterback. The fans there certainly are down on him, and it's not his fault. I mean, the ownership there has caused grief. I mean, how many players have left? It's not the same team. Look, it was fun for a couple of years, Seattle versus San Francisco. It's certainly not fun now. You've got one. Well, Seattle's not playing 2-0 either, but I'm just saying at least Seattle's got its players. San Francisco does not. It's a totally different thing. And the organization won the control thing, sort of like the Dodgers here in Southern California with management has got this thing with sabermetrics, and that's why they dealt away D. Gordon, which is nonsensical. The 49er organization has made just as many errors.
Yeah. We'll come back on the other side. We'll do what we always do, kind of with our parting shots and whatnot. But I do want to throw at you guys a little bit of some NBA stuff, too, and realize the Golden State Warriors are really, really good basketball team. And this Draymond guy, I think that they are so smart bringing him back and just the whole deal, man. They know what they're doing. He's the second best player on that court alongside Steph Curry, and he makes a huge, huge impact for them all the time. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final time out here. Wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself. We're back at Storefront Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to do some quick shout-outs and thanks to Seth Merenblum from Campus Press Box, who joins us each and every week, and John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joins us each and every week. And then, obviously, Fred, you, and Jeff for co-hosting with me, my tag team partners in crime, and then Scott making it all possible for us there at the network, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fellas, we always do our parting shots, and I just got to ask a quick question. Who wins, or what happens first? Do the Warriors lose, or do the Philadelphia 76ers get a victory? Fred, you first.
I think the 76ers get a win before the Warriors lose.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to doubt it. But, Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the Sixers. I think you could steal a win when you're a dreadful team like the Sixers have been over the last 3 years.
Well, speaking of dreadful, my parting shot, and I'm going to go first because it's just on my mind so much, especially since we're talking NBA. Milwaukee Bucks are a huge disappointment at this point. A lot of hype, and they're definitely not living up to it. They better get their act in gear, otherwise they're going to find themselves outside of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, and that itself is pretty pathetic. Fred, you're up.
Stanford knocked off Cal on Saturday night 35-22, and Christian McCaffrey had almost 400 yards in total offense, if you add the run backs and things like that. And I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but as a Heisman voter, he's my guy.
Jeff, you're up, man.
What a week for Doug Flutie. Loses his parents within an hour of each other earlier in the week. And on Saturday night, he's at Fenway Park, one of his boyhood playgrounds, calling his alma mater against Notre Dame. Great scene. Notre Dame's uniforms were terrible, but what a great scene to play a football game at Fenway Park.
Awesome stuff as always, guys. For everybody, I'm Dorf on Sports, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.